Quick review. So, the first stat, this is I guess from 2 days ago, is that if you attempt to throw a weapon or something to the right, and you throw it to the left, so that's considered, let's say, karvlanus. Simple pshat, it says karvlanus. Okay, it's a total accident, total freak accident. Okay? Well, the svara being that you don't just say that you're doing an action of throwing, but you say you're throwing to the right. And you know, your shogig is like where your action, you're chayav to watch out for the consequences of your action. So if you throw it out of you, and there's a guy there, so you didn't take that into account, so that's you're responsible. But if you're throwing it right, so you aren't throwing it left. So now, if it turns out that it goes left, that has nothing to do with you. You weren't doing that action. So you're not chayav for the consequences. That's like a total honest. Because your action is what happened is something totally separate from your action. You're doing an action, throwing it right, and a little freak occurrence happened, and they're going left. So that's what's teaching you is that the halacha recognizes direction is part of throwing. Throwing isn't just imparting force to an object, but it's imparting force in a certain direction. So if it's one different direction, that's not your action. So therefore, that's not your responsibility. Okay, that's not us. Okay, that was 2 days ago. Then yesterday, he says this, now the way Rashi learns at least, is that let's say you're attempting to throw it 4 amas, and it goes 2 amas. Or the opposite, let's say you're attempting to throw it 2 amas, and it goes 4 amas. It's both ways, according to Rashi at least. So then similarly, it's karvlanus. Okay? So he said on the surface, you would say that it's teaching you that the quantity is also part of your action. So you were doing a 2-amah throw, not a 4-amah throw. So you're only responsible for the result of a 2-amah throw. But it's a different action. So therefore, it's not your responsibility. But we said on the surface, that's difficult because every quantity isn't part of the very definition of the action. You're doing an action of throwing it to the right. And you should be responsible for, look, quantities sometimes get off. Quantities are, you make mistakes in quantities. So the action is an action thrown to the right. You should be chayav for anything which happens to the right. Right? Why do you say that if you're off by the quantity, that's like a different action? It seems to be a stretch to say that. Right? So we saw a Gemara over in Sanhedrin, which basically had a case, is where you throw a plane off the wall, or suicide, however you call that game. And you throw it off the wall, so if you throw it against the wall and it hits somebody and it kills them, shogeg, so if the person was within 2 amas or 4 amas of the wall, so then it's shogeg, then it's honest. If he's more than 4 amas in the wall, then it's shogeg. So it says, why? What's the difference? What's the difference? So it says, no, because when you play that game, you always try to throw it far. You're not trying to throw a wimpy throw to less than 4 amas. So you were, obviously, what you were doing is throwing it far. So if it ends up going close, that's totally unhonest. And therefore you're both there. But if it goes far, so then you're responsible. But you see, but I would have, maybe you were trying to throw it very far and it only went a little far. But you see, apparently that doesn't matter. So we said, we deduced that there's really, in general, there's two types of throwing. There's a far throw and there's a close throw. There's a throw to a new makom, or you're relocating it to a new makom, which is more than 4 hours away, and then there's like you're putting it down in this makom, like a small little change in the same makom. Dalaramas is like within the same makom, so you're just placing it on the side a little bit, so you're putting it down, putting it on the side, so it's like a short throw, a toss, whatever you want to call it, but it's different action. An action of relocating it and an action of just placing it down within the same makom. It has the same, like it's Yotzah and Shabbos, you see the Dalaramas. It's not really a relocation, but it's an action of tossing it down to the side, tossing it to the side, versus throwing it. Throwing it is really changing its location. Right? So he said, those are two different qualities of action. So when you're playing the game of off the wall, the action which a person is doing is the action of far throwing. So if it goes short, then that's not what you're doing, so that's not us. So it's saying, is similarly, forgetting that game, that's what Agmar is saying, if you're trying to throw it too, you're doing an action of tossing it to the side, and now it ends up, and a different action happens, a far action, a real throw, that's a different action, that's the same thing as right and left, and vice versa. But what we're saying is, it's not saying that any quantity is part of your action. If you try to throw 10 amos and ended up going 11, that's, you were throwing it far to the right. Part of far is the quantities are negligible. And that's your response. Well, you throw a far throw to the right, you're chayav for anything which happens with a far throw to the right. The only thing is, if you're throwing a short throw, there's a point where short throw and a long throw are different qualities, different types of actions. And therefore, you're not responsible for that which occurs to the... If your attempted action was a short throw and it turned into a long throw, or vice versa. That's Rekavanas. That's the way Rashi went. Right? And we based it from that Gemara and Sanhedrin, we see that there's a qualitative line there. It's not just quantity. Quantity is a stretch to say that every different quantity is a different action. What he's saying is there's a line where it goes from being a different type of an action. Right? That's basically what we said yesterday. So now, what we said today, or we're talking up today, is that there's a Shita in Rashi. In Baba Kama, there's two different Shita in Rashi, and Sanhedrin brings them both down, and our Tosis brings them both down. But what's this deal in that case? In this case, where you're trying to throw a two and it goes four. Is it Pshat that it's Anos, or is it Pshat that Yechai Galos? Okay, however you learn this Gemara, I mean, the Gemara over there, two different ways of learning. I'll get there one more time again and check exactly how it worked. But basically, there was a Shita there who held that Yechai Galos. You do go to Galos in that case.
Not
the wall case, in the 2-4. You try and throw a two and it goes four, it's considered Shogig, you go to Galos. Okay? Two different shots. Do you say now that you don't, it's Karvanos? Or you say now it's the same thing, you go to Galos? Alright, you go to Galos. So that's Machlokas. And we'll see, the Rambam actually holds Karvan Mezer. Third position. Okay, but let's leave that alone for now. So leave the Rambam alone now. And try to get Tosos. Alright, so again, Tosos, Rashi's. So again, Rashi's saying is that if you're trying to throw a two or four, we're saying that the word defined is a different action, and therefore it's Karavanus. But Tosfos learns, no, it's Galus. I mean, you could also throw the Rambam into the next. The Rambam will just go the Mezer. Right? That's a different question. So, it would be nice if we could explain this. This far throw. Look at Artosis. Artosis has it. Asher lo tzad the promise kav in Lezra. Okay, the Agamar. There's a shell so that it's excluding the case where you try to throw a two and it goes four. The parakeets at a ragel, this is in that's in the comma, here's Rashi. Dimimayit le mimisa. That it's excluding it from Misa. Right? Avalgolas is lay. Is bay. But it does have golas. That's the way Rashi over there explains it. Right? But he says, lo nera. It's not nera. The imkain is if so, lo avik moida. It doesn't flow. The whole Gemara is talking about galus. Our whole Gemara is talking about galus. And the state in which cases are in galus, not in galus, is this is galus, carbon, mazer, carbon. Now all of a sudden, my Gemara is quoting up another pasuk talking about misa, cleave misa, mazer, and excluding this case from cleave misa, mazer. It's not mashma. Right? L'chein, er l'farsh, depatr m'galos, k'demrin, perkei t'ragel. So therefore, he says, well, rather, it's saying, no, that it's patr m'galos. Right. So that's why he rejects it. But, I mean, it's a pshat. How long is it? It's a pshat. I mean, it's difficult. How does it read? Or whatever. I don't know. Somehow it reads. It's not a problem right now, but definitely the punchline is, conceptually, that position is learning that if you try to throw it to anything before, you do go to Galus. You do go to Galus. That's, you don't get killed, which again, it's only why you would get killed, are you trying to kill him? I mean, he's at four. You're trying to throw it too. So obviously I'm trying to kill him. So I would think you get killed, Chayav Misa, and you were still trying to throw it. I don't know, whatever. It's a different question. Different question why there'd be a Havmin or the Misa, whatever. But the question, the punchline is that according to Toto, that Pshat and Rashi, it's saying is you do go to Galus. In this case. Right? So they have that's the one way to learn it. And then you have the Rambam who learns it is excluding it from Galus, but because it's called Mesa. You have the full gamut. Right? It's amazing here. You have the full gamut. You have the same case. Try 32-04. Rashi's learning it's no Galus because Karavan is. Rambam's learning it's no Galus because Karavan is. And other Chan Rashi is learning in the Erez Galus. Right? Fascinating how different, you know, pretty significant differences. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam learns that way. Like, it's one pshat in Rashi. It's the first pshat in Rashi Melech Kama, and Rabbeinu Tam also agrees with that. The Yachayev Galus. And the way Tosis in Sanhedrin 9:9 Mabez explains it is that you may have thought that it wouldn't go to Galus because you might think it's going to be the same thing as trying to throw right and throwing it left. So rather, it's teaching you, the Gemara is teaching you, no, you do go to Galus. You do go to Galus. You're not Chayev Misa, but you do go to Galus. Okay? So it's exactly the opposite of what he says, right? Turns out he's saying you do go to Galus. Right, so what's the question? That's the question. What's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? Yesterday we gave a svar to show why if you try to throw tuna goes for your potter. This is karvanas. Right? Now, that's the machlokas is do you say that that's true? Do you say that's also karvanas? Same as right and left? Or do you say no? That's a case of shogig. That's a case of shogig. Right? Or, like the Rambam, it's a case of Kavanezim. Yeah, okay, so Yonah says it's good. I mean, I think it would seem if the whole idea in Rashi is that it's teaching you that two Amas and four Amas, they're totally different actions. Quantity is not just quantity, but there's such a thing where quantity is a quality, and throwing it short and throwing it long, a toss and a throw are different actions. That's the way Rashi learned the Chiddush. That's the way we learned yesterday as a Chiddush. So presumably in a time in the first time Rashi would hold that's not true. They're not different actions. Right and left are different actions. But this is merely quantity. And if you do an action of throwing to the right, you're chayev and all the consequences are going to the right. And it's long, it's short, that's all quantity. Quantity is quantity. You don't say that two and four are different qualities. Right? You say it's all a matter of it's all one thing. All one thing, and you apparently learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin differently about the ball or whatever, different, right? However, you learn that. So, this seems to be that's true, seems like a good approach. But could we define that question? So, now we have to maybe it'll help us. So, what's the question? Is do you say, vis a vis this case, vis a vis Galus, you say two to four are different actions or not? I mean, on the surface, it's like you can't just go back and say, oh, no, they're not. What's the question? You don't have to say it's showing you the halakha recognizes it, but just to say it's teaching you that it doesn't? Like, what's that question? We go further in the question of whether halakha would recognize that it's different actions or not. You know what I mean? Well, one way to think about it, a person had to think about it. One way to think about it is, what do they agree upon? Sometimes they have machlokas, so what do they agree upon? So they both agree upon the case of where you're trying to throw it right and you throw it left. In that case, you're definitely skarvanos because you say it's a different action. That's on the right and then on the left. Right? So maybe you can understand that halacha, why that's skarvanos, in two different ways. Right? Why am I potter in that case, skarvanos in that case? If I understand it in the way I act, because they're similar, they're not totally different. Right? If I understand it in the way I act, then I'll be extend it to here and say you're potter here also. And say, anyway, why? Oh, that's different. It's different. You know what I mean? That's a strategy oftentimes when you have machlokas. Is take what they agree upon and say they must be interpreting that thing which they agree upon differently, and based on the different ways of interpreting that, you know, it's not just a way to, you know, to launch a machlokas, so to speak. Yeah, okay, so what we're saying here is like this. Is that what's the idea? Okay, are you with me? Did you hear before? What's the idea of why you're potter from right to left? Right? Why are you potter? Is it because that's a crazy thing to happen? I'm throwing it right and it goes left. That's crazy. I don't have to worry about that. That's crazy. Right? But if I'm throwing it 3 amas or 2 amas, it goes 4 amas. That's not crazy. That's quantity. People misjudge quantities all the time. Quantity is the kind of thing you can't be that exact about. Right and left is a different quality. That's the kind of thing. It's a crazy thing. It's totally crazy. Not because it's a different action, but because it's a crazy thing. I don't have to worry about crazy, like Ram says, it's like a freakish kind of thing. I don't have to worry about that. It's honest. On the Sizzler, it's crazy. But where here, it's not crazy. It's a little further. If the 2 hours, 4 hours, the person pushes it a little bit, you misjudge. Just quantity is the kind of thing man's not good at judging. Judging, you can judge qualities. Quantity is already very difficult for a person to judge. Right? Ah, so if that's the case, then you're going to be, this case is going to be gullus. 2 to 4. Who cares? 2 to 4, right? Or do you say the reason why left-right is potter is not just because it's a crazy thing. It's because the way we defined it before is that throwing it to the right is one action, throwing it to the left is a different action. And since conceptually it's a different action, you're the heroes, you're chayav to be careful about the consequences of your action. You're not chayav to say, maybe my action is going to become a different action, and that different action is going to kill somebody. That's not your realm of, you're not chayav to be sorry about that. That's not your shmira. So if that's the case, then if you think about it, then throwing it 2 and throwing it 4 is also a different action.
Same thing.
Throwing it 4 is an action of throwing it far, of relocating it to a different location. Throwing it 2 is changing it within the same location, the different actions conceptually. So I'm doing an action of short. I don't have to worry about the consequences of what happened. Now, is it easy for it to change? Yeah, but that's a different action. My zeros doesn't go to what will happen if my action changes into a different action. I'm not going to have to worry about that. Right, left is a different action. 2, 4 is also a different action. But if it's not because it's a different action, but it's because you could... But the other way to argue, and the way the Tosis or Vinatam will argue, is I don't care if it's a different action. And the question is, you always have to ask yourself, is it a crazy thing to happen, or is it reasonable? If it's crazy, that's honest. If it's reasonable that this action will change into that action, call it what you want. Call it the same action or a different action, I don't care. It comes about through quantity. The way it becomes a different action is through quantity. That's what I have to worry about. You can't hide behind saying, it's a different action, I don't care about different actions. That since the other action, what differentiates two actions is quantity, and quantity is easily mistaken, so therefore you have to worry about different actions. So that's the question. Is the Gzeres HaKasuv, the way Rashi learns the Gzeres HaKasuv is teaching you that it's a different action, and your Shmira is only on your action. You don't have to, that's already conceptually like an honest. If my action turns into a different action, even though it's quantity, but a person has to think about his action. To say maybe my action will change into different, that's a different thing. I don't have to worry about that. It's a different level of zeros. That's the honest already. Right? Right. That's good, right? So the Rambam, and this is a way to set it up, we have to do this next time, but the Rambam apparently agrees with Tosfos that apparently you do have to worry about it. You don't say there's different actions for it. Right? They don't say it. And you're chayav to worry about it. You're 2 turning into 4. But, he goes a step further and he calls it Karav Mezer. Right? That's what you have to explain. What's the machlokas now, given that you say you do have to worry about it for being further? I mean, Rashi holds you don't have to worry altogether. But Ram Tosas, or Renatam, holds you do. And Ram also holds you do. So much so the Ram says Karav Mezer. So the question is, next step to define is, what's the Rambam's far to say that's considered Karav Mezer as opposed to Rebbeinu Tam, who's saying you get Galus. Right, so we just did Rashi versus Rebbeinu Tam, and then we have to do Rebbeinu Tam versus Tosfos versus Rambam. Right?